Hi, Steve Chiotakis here. Just wanted to let you know that KCRW continues to run gavel-to-gavel coverage of President Donald Trump's impeachment trial live from the United States Senate. And while that's going on, we're going to be doing a shortened version of Greater LA, available by podcast. We'll be back in full force once the trial is over, but now, Greater LA. This is Greater LA, KCRW's show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Thanks for being with us. And here's a story from our show, Greater LA. You're in North Hollywood, standing on a big four-lane street, Webb Avenue. By the side of the road, there's a red camping tent with a bowl of dried dog food out front. This is where Deborah Mullen lives with her boyfriend and their dog.
I'm from Santa Monica. I've been in and out of this area for over a year.
She's 61 years old. Years ago, she worked as an accountant for retailers.
Many businesses I worked for, a stationery supply company, a hobby company, just a number of places. My living at the moment, my income is scrapping and canning to get by.
She spoke recently to KCRW reporter Anna Scott, who's with me right now. Hi, Anna.
Hey.
So North Hollywood, why were you there?
Yeah, well, 1 year ago, I went to that very same street, Webb Avenue, with Mayor Eric Garcetti on the first night of LA's annual homeless count. The street at the time was lined with encampments, and Garcetti and a few other politicians out there were marking the first night of the homeless count and speaking to some of the people out there. So tonight starts this year's homeless count. I thought it would be appropriate to check back in on that same street. And Deborah Mullen is one person I met who's out there this year.
The homeless count is a really big deal for Lhasa, right?
Yeah.
Whatever the results are, will have huge implications for the mayor, for county supervisors, for the LA City Council. The results are also connected, though, Anna, to city and county resources, right?
Yes, you're exactly right. Last year, homelessness went up 12% in LA County and 16% in the city from the year before. I don't have to tell you that Los Angeles right now feels a little bit like a tinderbox on this issue. And wherever you stand on what the solutions should be, residents, voters in LA County, if they see another increase as big as the one last year, they're going to see that as a pretty abysmal failure of city and county government, no matter what the reasons are behind the increase. So there's a lot at stake politically, but of course, this goes way beyond politics. Los Angeles does this count because it's required of municipalities all over the country by the federal government, and it helps determine federal grants, resources to combat homelessness. It helps the county and city decide where to put money that they have for homelessness, like where to put affordable housing, for example, and services that people need. So it's really important for a lot of reasons.
How does this count from Lhasa actually work?
Right. So this is overseen by Lhasa, the acronym you just used. That's the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. I spoke to the person there who's in charge of the count. That's where my information's coming from. So it takes place over three nights. This year, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thousands of volunteers go out, and basically they walk every street in LA County, and they do a visual count of tents, makeshift shelters, vehicles that people appear to be living in. So they're not talking to people. They're not interviewing them. They're just doing a visual count, and they bring those numbers back. Separately, in the coming weeks, Lhasa sends out workers and they do a survey of a sample of people who are living outdoors. So they get a sense from that of demographics, how many people are living in each tent, in each car. They add in everyone they know is living in shelters. They crunch all of that information together. Data scientists use it to come back with a total number that's an estimate of how many people are living outdoors in LA County at this point in time.
And so much is riding on this count. I mean, you know, it is such an important count. Do we trust it? Do people trust it?
Well, Lhasa says it's designed to be as accurate as possible. They do it at the end of January because it's cold, which means there are more people in shelters who are easier to count. It's also the end of the month, so people who receive benefits at the start of each month maybe can afford a hotel or more likely to be outdoors. But this is far from a perfect science. The numbers, as we just discussed, partly rely on volunteers who are making educated guesses about what they're seeing out there. There are some places they don't go because of safety concerns, like abandoned buildings. And it only captures people who are literally homeless living on the streets of LA County during this 1 week in January. It doesn't account for all the people sleeping on couches, crashing in motels. And of course, officials know that. LA County officials estimate that the number of people who experience some bout of homelessness during the year in Los Angeles is probably in the hundreds of thousands. So this is just one little snapshot of this moment in time.
Does LASA, the LA Homeless Services Authority, do they have a prediction for what they think will happen in this count?
No, I asked that question. They do not. And look, even if they did, there's not any upside to them sharing it. We do know that one of the fundamental underlying reasons for LA's homelessness crisis, the lack of affordable housing, hasn't changed in the past year. And you can just ask Deborah Mullen in North Hollywood, who we heard from earlier. She told me that she's approved for a Section 8 rental voucher.
I've been on the list, waiting list for housing for about 10 years, and I can understand. However, I'm 61 years old. How much longer do they expect me to be able to hang out here?
Deborah Mullen, who's been there for quite a long time. Anna Scott, when will we get the results of this count?
Late May or early June.
All right. KCRW reporter Anna Scott, who's on the homeless and housing beat. Anna, thank you for your time.
Thank you.